Now, you've probably heard this term before, nunchucks, chain sticks, karate sticks, or nunchaku. All of these are names for a traditional martial arts weapon originating from Japan and famously popularized by actor and martial artist Bruce Lee. You've probably seen him use nunchucks in his 70s films like Fists of Fury and Enter the Dragon. Or, if you're a bit younger, you might recognize it as the weapon of choice of the fictional character Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, you might be wondering why we're talking about nunchucks. Well, I'm joined today by RNIB Connect member and the first blind person in the United Kingdom to have achieved 3 gradings in sport nunchaku, Mark Perry. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
I've mentioned nunchucks and I gave a bit of a background there, but what are they exactly? What do they look like or feel like?
There's lots of different versions of them. What people would recognize would be 2 sticks with a chain in the middle, rounded, wooden, like dowling, each end with a chain or a cord in the middle. But there are different ones. You can get safety ones, which is what I use with the club, and they're made out of foam. And they have a piece of cord in the middle, so you don't injure yourself.
So it's quite an unusual sport to pick up, whether you're sighted or not. Why exactly did you choose it?
Why did I choose it? Basically, my friend knew that I liked martial arts, all different types of martial arts, and his friend had an unwanted set of them. So he passed them to me and said, do you want to try them? At which point, I did. And being blind, they're very tactile when moving them around. I actually found I could use them.
And was it hard to find someone to help you train with them?
To start off with, no, because I became part of communities that use weapons for freestyle, and there's lots of people on there that would help and explain what to do. But it got to the stage where basically exhausted what they could tell me, exhausted what I could teach myself, so I started looking for a sensei to teach me.
And who are you training with right now? Obviously, we are in lockdown. I know it's easing, but obviously it still must affect how you train.
I train with Sensei Rich Smith, who is actually located in the Lake District, but because of not being able to get there from the southwest of the UK up to the Lake District, he's actually started doing a online program via video call, so he can actually see what I'm doing and tell me how to maneuver the nunchucks or how to position them.
And how do you find training this way, because obviously you don't have someone next to you to kind of help maybe position you correctly? Is it quite different?
No, not at all, to be honest. I have actually visited my sensei a couple of times up in the Lake District when I very first started, and his audio description of what I need to do is fantastic.
So I've mentioned as well that you have achieved 3 gradings in sport nunchaku. Was that hard? Is it quite a common thing to do?
It's becoming more popular. I'm not actually sure how long the club's actually been going for, to be honest. As for the gradings, yes, difficult mentally, physically. The first grading, I went to the Lake District to my sensei's dojo. I trained intensive training one-on-one for 2 days and took my first grading. 2 months later, I went up there again for my yellow belt, did 2 days intensive training, which is about 10, 11 hours over 2 days, and passed my yellow belt. But then it got to the point where I couldn't afford to go up there because it's a long distance to travel. I have to take someone with me to help me get on and off trains and find correct platforms. Then you've got accommodation, then you've got the cost of training. So it all paused for about a year until this COVID thing happened, and like a lot of martial arts clubs, they went online to do the training and was able to do my third belt at home.
And do you think this is something you might do a bit more often going forward?
I will be continuing online, but I would actually love to go up and see my sensei again and train with him. The only difference with that is him having a dojo, he can get me running up and down it. He can get me doing the commando call up and down it. But as a substitute, online's fantastic as well.
So what's next for your training? What are you planning or hoping to achieve?
I've already started training for my fourth belt. I'm looking, hopefully, to take my next grading in 10 to 12 weeks, which is quite quick for anyone, to be honest. Because it is tactile, it's a lot about feeling the motion and knowing where the nunchucks are going. You don't need to see where they're going because you can feel it.
So what would you say to anyone who was maybe considering trying it but was a bit unsure about picking up nunchucks?
Definitely find an instructor who knows what they're doing, basically. Because, yes, when I first started, I was using wooden ones. And, yes, I was covered in bruises. So I would find a sensei, preferably Sensei Rich Smith, who is the world champion of sport nunchaku combat. And he is also the co-founder of sport nunchaku. I really would recommend it for people with sight loss. I know that might sound strange to people thinking, oh, spinning these things around. But you don't necessarily need eyesight because it's all tactile.
Mark Perry, thank you so much for telling us more about this unique sport and good luck with achieving your next grade.
Thank you very much.